Hey everybody, thanks for listening. I'm Sammy Nisbet and you're listening to Late in Life Lesbian. I've been having a bit of a dilemma lately. I have this old friend of the family who's connected to me on Facebook. We used to be very close many years ago. Their family and our family, we were more like relatives rather than friends. So this guy Stan, who I'm friends with on Facebook, he was closer in age to my brother, so they were good friends growing up, and I was closer in age to his sister, so she and I were very close growing up. My brother and Stan had this falling out right after high school, in the beginning of college, I guess, and they never spoke again. And nobody ever knew why. As a matter of fact, when my brother died and Stan showed up at the funeral, my sister and I were whispering to one another that my brother's ghost must be having a meltdown just because Stan was there. That's how deeply he felt about the end of their friendship. Anyway, funeral humor isn't really appropriate, but sometimes you just have to make light of it. Anyway, Stan started coming around after that. He was really broken up by my brother's death. I guess it was the whole mortality thing going on for him. I want to backtrack for a second. I think I've said this before, but my brother came out to me when he was in high school. He and Stan ran in some of the same circles in high school and in college. Back then and even now, come to think of it, Stan was very materialistic and really flamboyant, and we all knew that he was gay as well. It wasn't a big deal. Now, like I've said, I was very close with his sister, till I was in my early 30s. I'll tell you about that later. Anyway, one day when we were in our early 20s, she told me that she had something really important and serious to tell me. So I went to her house and I found her. She was really, really upset. It took her a while, but she finally told me that Stan was gay and she started crying. I started laughing. I know, wrong reaction. And I said, "That's what you had to tell me? We all knew that. I've known since we were in high school. It's not a big deal. My brother's gay too." Without hearing me, she just kept going on and on about how upset she was, that she'd never be an aunt because he'd never have kids, yada, yada, yada. Of course, I calmed her down and I told her she was making a big deal over nothing. Actually, in the back of my mind, even though I was years away from coming out myself, I knew that this girl would never be anyone that I would ever turn to for support. So flash forward a few years, I cut off my friendship with her when I was about 33-ish. I went to a picnic at their house and went inside for a minute. And when I returned to the yard, I found her older son and his friends tormenting my toddlers while all of the adults at the picnic sat around and laughed. And they were saying things like, "My kids who were 2 and 3 needed to toughen up sooner or later." So I have three words. End of friendship. All right, so back to Stan. He started showing up at my house a lot after my brother died. Maybe he was trying to repent for whatever happened between my brother and him, I don't know. Anyway, he never did anything bad to me, and there are always two sides to a story, so I hung out with him every once in a while. My wife and I went out to dinner with him. I had him over for dinner and beers a few times when my wife was working, and he was a bit of a numbskull, but always harmless enough. I'd even go so far as to say that he was considerate and even kind. I remember having a really hard day at work one afternoon, and when I arrived home that day, his mother happened to be driving through my neighborhood. She was the first person I saw when I got out of my car, and when she asked me how I was doing, I just started sobbing. Well, she must have gone home and told Stan, because within an hour, he showed up with a six-pack of Corona and sat with me for hours and just really made me feel better, genuinely. Another time, and this was years ago, I told him that I really liked this author. And a few years later, on my birthday, an autographed copy of this author's book showed up on my doorstep. At the time, I had no idea who sent it, but I did a little detective work, and it turned out that Stan had some connections and had the book sent to me. And right after that, maybe 2-3 months after that, the author died. So I can't even tell you what that gesture meant to me. So now to my present day dilemma. As I've said, Stan and I are connected on Facebook. Now, I make it a point not to post any political garbage on Facebook. I just don't have the energy to fight with people. If you want to have a face-to-face civil dialogue, I say, have a seat, let's talk. But to bicker on a computer just isn't worth my time or aggravation. However, I do tend to snoop around other people's profiles just to see if they have enough decorum to be civil or not. It's a good way to weed out the crazies, you know? I'm all for having a difference of opinions, don't get me wrong, but I'm not for violence, or hatred, or spreading falsehoods. So, many months ago, probably 6 or 7 months ago, I started noticing that Stan was posting very hateful updates on his Facebook page. His wall was like this maelstrom of fake news and the most awful, horrific memes. The more I scrolled through it, the angrier I became, but I held my tongue, or I held my fingers from typing responses. But the language that he used was absolutely horrifying, and I can curse like a drunken sailor. He posted this one photo of a Muslim girl wearing a hijab with a Nike symbol on it, and he wrote that the girl should be stoned to death. I reported that to Facebook, and it was removed. It did violate their policies. There were also all these other posts where he referred to Angela Merkel and countless other women as the C word. I mean, it's just horrifying. Then there were these dozens of posts where he seriously believed that Michelle Obama was a man. Seriously. And then there were dozens of posts where Stan called Barack Obama and all of these other guys effing faggots. Have I mentioned that Stan is openly gay? Here's the thing that I have trouble wrapping my pea brain around. How can Stan, as intellectually limited as he is, be an okay guy face to face, but such a vile individual when he's sitting behind his computer? Is he so self-loathing that he has to bash other people? Please, help me out here. What is it with people who take these actions against their own interests? I mean, how on earth are we going to make progress in any capacity when such hatred and vitriol spreads like wildfire through technology? I mean, I guess on one hand, we can easily now see people for who they really are. But on the other hand, there's a fairly sizable amount of people in this country who believe the garbage that they're being fed to the point that they don't even realize that they're taking actions against themselves. I, like many other people in this country, was terrified and heartbroken for so many reasons when I saw the coverage of Charlottesville. In the middle of the week, I was watching the news and I saw a clip of a bunch of guys carrying Nazi flags screaming, "F you, faggots." And I wondered if Stan happened to see that clip. And if he did, was he as horrified as I was? Or was he chanting along with them? My sister and my wife keep telling me to unfriend him on Facebook, but I don't think I'm going to do it. For now, I like to know what I'm up against. You should let me know what you think. I have a poll on the website, lateinlifelesbian.org, and I ask you to help me out with this. One last thing before I go. I was at this jazz concert with my sister and my aunt, and I was telling them about Stan's most recent hate meme. 2 seconds later, his sister texted me out of the blue to tell me how much she missed our friendship and that she and her family will always love me. Of course, I got all paranoid and I thought that somehow I butt-dialed her and she heard my conversation about her brother. It was completely creepy. I'm not kidding. Well, that about wraps it up for today. You can visit the website at lateinlifelesbian.org, where you'll find my poll and a few blogs. Or you can email me with comments or suggestions for topics at lateinlifelesbian@gmail.com. I'm Sammy Nisbet, and you've been listening to Late in Life Lesbian.